The Idaho House has narrowly voted down a proposed constitutional amendment related to the legalization of drugs such as marijuana. The bill would have sent to the ballot a measure to require two-thirds approval of the legislature in order to legalize one of the drugs on the top two tiers of the state's controlled substances list. Nampa Republican Representative Brent Crane admitted the intent is to head off a proposed medical marijuana ballot initiative.
In every state that they have legalized marijuana, it has started out with CBD oil, followed by medical marijuana, followed by recreational marijuana. If you don't believe me, look it up, do your research.
Opponents argued the proposed amendment is too broad. They say there are drugs on that list, such as hemp, that have medicinal benefits. This is Republican Representative Dorothy Moon from Stanley.
Had hemp been removed, which I made an attempt to do 1 month ago, I had an RS ready to go, but because of politics, it was not allowed to go anywhere.
An RS is a routing slip, the precursor to a legislative bill. Lewiston Republican Mike Kingsley says the amendment, while well-intended, is a cold-hearted answer to sick people looking for relief from pain.
Idaho is the last state to just hold out, to not give people medicine that they need for cancer, for nausea. There's so many things that medical marijuana works well for.
Supporters say the measure is about more than just marijuana. Boise area Republican Gayenne DeMordant says it's about preserving the culture of Idaho.
When we look over at Denver or Seattle or Portland, do we as Idahoans see Boise next? Is that what we want to see our cities, our towns, our communities become? Or do the people want us to raise that bar when we consider legalizing Schedule 1 and Schedule 2 drugs?
The measure received 42 yes votes, 28 no votes. But because it was a proposed constitutional amendment, it needed two-thirds or 47 affirmative votes, and so it failed. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.